Okay, today we're doing Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. We're starting at the Gemara in the bottom of Yud Gimel and Aleph. This is the very beginning of the third parak of Maseches Makos. Chayavei Krisus Katani, Chayavei Misus Beis and Lo Katani. It's interesting, when the Mishnah gave the list of things that you're Chayav Malkus for, there are a lot of things on the list in our Mishnah that you happen to be Chayav Kares for. What's Kares? You die before you're 60, and he's cut off from all nava, like all awful, awful punishment. But who gives you the punishment of kares?
Hashem
does. Beis Din doesn't do it. So chayavei krisus, people who are chayav kares, are mentioned in our Mishnah amongst the list of chayavei malkus, of things that you get malkus for. But chayavei nisus Beis Din lo katani, it doesn't say anything about bowing to idols or being mechal Shabbos or anything like that in our Mishnah, because those are things that you get Misas Beis Din for, that Beis Din kills you for. Says the Gemara, Masnisin money, Rabbi Akivahi. That therefore leads us to conclude that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, because we're going to have a Brisa that records three opinions. One of those opinions is going to be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to see that only Rabbi Akiva's opinion fits with our Mishnah. So let's see. Did Tanya, we have a Brisa that says as follows. And again, how many opinions are we going to have in this Brisa?
Three.
The Brisa says as follows. Echad chayavei krisus, ve'echad chayavei misus Beis Din, yeshno b'chlal malkus arba'in. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that when you get kares, when you do something that you get kares for, or even when you do something that you should be chayav misus Beis Din for, like what? What are you chayav misus Beis Din for? Shabbos, chil Shabbos, or killing someone, or anything like that. You also get malchus. Rabbi Shmuel also get two punishments. You get malchus plus the kares. Malchus plus the Mises Beis Din. That is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. So Rabbi Shmuel can't be the author of our Mishnah, obviously, because our Mishnah went through all the things you get malchus for and didn't mention a single Mises Beis Din Aveira. So obviously Rabbi Shmuel is not the author of our Mishnah. But let's see. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chayavei Krisus Yeshna B'chal Malchus Arba'im. You can get malchus for something that you're chayiv kares for. How can you get malchus for something that you're chayiv kares for? I thought we can't give you two punishments. If you can get kares already, isn't giving him malchus two punishments for the same avera? Rabbi Akiva explains, because you're not necessarily going to get kares when you do something that you're chayiv kares for. For example, let's say you eat on Yom Kippur, chayiv krisus. You're not necessarily going to get kares. She'im asu tshuva Beis Din shel mala mochlin lahen. Because if you do tshuva, you're not going to get kares. So since you might not get kares, Beis Din down here can give you malchus if you eat on Yom Kippur. But if you kill someone, where Beis Din down here is going to do what to you? If you kill someone, what's Beis Din down here going to do to you? They're going to kill you. Well, then you're not going to be able to get malchus, because you can't get two punishments. Chayavi misus Beis Din eino b'chlal malchus arba'in. Chayavi misus Beis Din do not get 40 malchus. She'emasu tshuva ein Beis Din shlamata mochlin lahem. Because if they do tshuva, Beis Din down here will not forgive them. Beis Din down here is still going to punish them, for it's still going to kill them, and therefore you can't give them malchus. So our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva. Why would Rabbi Akiva say you get malchus for averos that you're already chayiv what for? Kares. But you do not get malchus for averos that you're chayiv misa for. Then we have a third opinion. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayavei Krisus Bechlal Hayim. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chayavei Krisus are already identified in the Torah. There's already a general statement in the Torah that you chayav kares for all sorts of different things. V'lama yatzeis kares ba'achosa. Why is it, though, that the Torah again specifies that if you sleep with your sister, you're chayav kares? It already told me, you do any of the arayos, you do any of these horrible things in chayav kares, why does it say it specifically about your sister again? Lo dono b'kares v'lo b'malkus. To tell us that whenever you're chayav kares, you only get kares. You don't get malkus. Which means, Rabbi Yitzchak holds, both chayavei misus Beis Din and chayavei krisus will not get malkus. So we have three opinions. Rabbi Shmuel, I guess that's main point number one. Main point number one. Three opinions, which averos get malchus? Rabbi Shmuel holds all averos, even chayavei misus Beis Din. Rabbi Shmuel holds even chayavei misus Beis Din. Even things that Beis Din will kill you for, you're still going to get malchus for. Rabbi Akiva holds what? What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Chayave krisus, things that you chayav karis for, you got malchus for. Rabbi Akiva holds chayave krisus, things that you chayav karis for, but not chayave Mrs. Bezdin. You get malchus for chayave krisus, but not chayave Mrs. Bezdin. And then we have Rabbi Yitzchak, that for only for regular los assays, not for karis, nor for things that you chayav Mrs. Bezdin. Only for regular los assays in the Torah. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. Only for regular los assays in the Torah, not for things that you chayv karis, not for things that you chayv mises beithin. Says the Gemara now, my taima de Rabbi Yishmael afterwards, my taima de Rabbi Yishmael, what's the reason for Rabbi Yishmael? Why does Rabbi Yishmael say that you can get two punishments? I thought you're not allowed to get two punishments. Again, Rabbi Yishmael is the one that said that even if Bezin is going to kill you, they'll also do what to you? What did Rabbi Yishmael say? They'll also give you malchus. So what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, "Imlo tishmar la'asos es kol divrei haTorah hazos." Pasuk says, if you do not observe all the laws of this Torah, uksiv. And there's another pasuk, "Vihifla Hashem es makoska." Hashem will be hifla your wound, and we don't know what any of these pasukim are about. Hafla azu eini yodea mahi. What does it mean? Hafla. What's it talking about? So kshuomer, when we have a third pasuk, Vihipilu Ashofet Vihikolufanav, it says Vihipilu Hafla'a, and then it says Vihikohu, you give Malkus, Haviyomer Hafla'a Zu Malkus, Zu Malkusi. So we see that whenever the word Hafla'a comes up, it means Malkus. Uksiv, and the Pasuk said, when do you get this Hafla'a? Imlo Tishmaris Kal V'Gomer. Essentially, put in very brief, what Rabbi Shmuel says is, the Torah says whenever you go against something you're not allowed to do in the Torah, the Torah says you get Malkus. I don't care if you're also getting Mises Beis, and I don't care if you're also getting Kares. Whenever you do something that it says in the Torah you're not allowed to do, Imlo Tishmor, if you do not observe the Torah, you get Malkus. So you're always going to get Malkus. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi Chayave Asei Nani. Well, then you should get Malkus even if you don't put on tefillin one day, or if you don't eat matzah, if you don't do a mitzvah saseh, because that's going against what it says in the Torah. So they say, no, no. The pasuk says im lo tishmar. What does im lo tishmar mean? If you don't do, which means you're only going to get malchus for things that are lo tases. Good. Im lo tishmar ksiv. Uchid Rabbi Avin am Rabbi Eli. Rabbi, and it goes in line with Rabbi Avin am Rabbi Eli taught us. Am Rabbi Avin am Rabbi Eli kol makom shenemar yishamer pen va'al einu ela lo tase. That was one of our important concepts. Whenever you have the word yishamer pen or al, that's always a los haseh. So it said in low, tishmar. That's yishamer. If you don't, tishmar. Only if you violate a los haseh, you're going to get malchus. Violating an haseh, you don't get malchus. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, lav shein b'maisa nami. Shouldn't you get malchus then for lav shein b'maisa? Lav shein b'maisa is a what? What kind of aveira is that? Is that an haseh or a los haseh? It's a los haseh. So you should get malchus for it. Im lo tishmar. You violated a los haseh. Answers Gemara, no, but it says la'asos ksiv. It says in Lotishmar la'asos. You didn't do something. You didn't observe something by doing something wrong. A lav shein b'maisa is violated by not doing, by sitting still. So that's why you don't get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa. Lav shenitik la'asei nami. But you should at least get malchus for a lav shenitik la'asei. Why? Because the lav shenitik la'asei is a lo saseh, and you violate it by doing something wrong. Answers the Gemara, dumya de lav de chasima. Now, the reason you don't get malchus for a lav shenitik la'asei is because you only get malchus for things that are similar to the lav of what? Of chasima. What's the lav of chasima? Of muslin. Good. So, hashta da asis la'achi, but once we give that answer, that you only get malchus for things that are like the lav de chasima, That could really explain why we don't get malchus for any of the things we spoke about. We spoke about lav shein b'maisa, we spoke about mitzvah saseh, lav anitik laseh. The explanation for all of those things why you don't get malchus is because they're not like lav de chasima. All of this was an explanation of the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Again, what was Rabbi Yishmael's opinion? When do you get malchus? For everything, even chayavi mises bezin, chayavi kares. So we explained that, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel holds whenever you violate a lo saseh in the Torah, even if it's a very severe lo saseh, you get malchus.
Now we move on to the second opinion. Rabbi Akiva, my time. What's the logic for Rabbi Akiva? What did Rabbi Akiva say? What was Rabbi Akiva's opinion?
You get malchus for things that you get
karis for, but not for things that you get misas bezin for. So why not? Why don't you get malchus for things that you get misas bezin for? Kedei rishaso. It's because of the pasuk of kedei rishaso. When we learn from there, mishum risha achas ata mechayvo viata mechayvo mishum shtei rishayos. You can only punish someone for one avera. You can't punish someone for two averas. So how's Rabbi Shmuel going to respond to that? Rabbi Shmuel thinks you're going to kill a guy and give him malchus. Isn't that two different punishments? Rabbi Shmuel, hani mili misa umamo. Yeah, we don't give two punishments if one of the punishments is death and the other one is monetary payment. Oh, malchus umamo. Or if one of the punishments is malchus and the other one is a monetary payment. Aval misa umalchus, misa arichtahi. But when you're giving misa and malchus, that's not two punishments. When you start bludgeoning the guy with a bullwhip, that's the beginning of his death. You're slowly killing him. So therefore, it's considered like one long punishment in Rabbi Shmuel's view. You're not giving him two punishments when you give him malchus and misa. You start beating the garbage out of him with a bullwhip. That's the beginning of his death, and then you finish the death by giving him one of the four misos of Beis Din. So, yes, that's misa arichta. That's a long death. Ul Rabbi Akiva would say, Ihachi chayev krisus nami. Or the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to get two punishments, right? That's why if Bezin is going to kill you, what else? What will they not do to you? According to Rabbi Akiva, if Bezin is going to kill you, what will they not do? They're not going to give you malchus. Well, then why is Bezin going to give you malchus when they'll give you karis? If you're going to get karis, why is Bezin going to give you malchus? Isn't that two punishments? So my Amrit, what are you going to answer? Shim asu tshuva? Because you might not get karis because you might do tshuva? Well, you know what else might happen? You also might not do tshuva. So how can we give you malchus if you're already getting what? If you're already getting?
Kares.
How can we give you malchus if you're already getting kares, according to Rabbi Akiva? Yeah, he might do tshuva and he might not get kares. But you know what else? He might not do tshuva and he might still get kares. Answers the Gemara. Hashta. Where am I? Mihas lo abdi. I'm sorry, that's part of the question. What are you going to say? Shemasu tshuva, that if he did tshuva, hashta miyaslo avdi. He still hasn't done any tshuva. So why are we giving him malchus if he's already getting kares? Amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo answers, there will be two explanations for Rabbi Akiva, why he gets malchus even though he's chayiv kares. Amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo explains the first answer. Beferish rubs the Torah chayiv ekrisus l'malchus. The Torah specifically says that people who are chayiv kares get malchus. The Gemara, because we learn the words le'enei mi le'enecha. We have a gezerah shava le'enei and le'enecha that links kares to malchus. That in one parsha it says le'enei, in another parsha it says le'enecha. That is a gezerah shava. We link them together, and we say that you get malchus when you're chayav kares. Maskev l'Rabbi Yavi bar Mamal ihalchi chayav misus beis nami. But if that's the case, then you should get malchus even for chayavim misas beis din, because the word la'enei applies by chayavim misas beis din also. So if you're going to link la'enei and la'enecha, we should do that by chayavim misas beis din as well. Answers the Gemara, dan la'enei mi la'enecha, we would learn the words la'enei from the word la'enecha. We can link those two words because they're very similar to each other. La'enei, la'enecha just adds an extra chav. But ve'ein danin may einei mi le'einecha. But the word einei is not even at all similar to the word le'einecha. So we can't link them together. And therefore, kares is linked with what?
Misa.
Kares is linked with malchus. Misa is not linked with malchus. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Einei and le'einecha aren't similar enough to make a gzeirah shava. What did we just learn before? How similar do words need to be to make a gzeirah shava? Even the words v'shava kohen uva kohen. Ask the Gemara, might not come in. What difference does it make if those words aren't exactly the same? V'atana de merim shmol, Rabbi Shmol taught us v'shava kohen uva kohen. Zui shiva zui bia. The words v'shava kohen are related to the words uva kohen because v'shava and uva basically mean the same thing. V'od, and furthermore, Ligmar me'enei mi le'enei. Why don't you instead link the words enei and le'enei? Those are pretty similar to each other. Dahagamar le'enei mi le'enecha.
because you did link the words le'enei and le'enecha, which is only off by one letter. So you should learn enei from le'enei, and you should learn that you're chayav malchus. Kibla minei Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak kedei rishaso mishum risha achas ata mechayav biyuta mechayav mishum shtei rishuyos berisha mesur lebeizin achas medaber. Says no, the real reason you don't get two punishments when you're chayiv Mises Bezdin, but you will get two punishments when you're chayiv Kares, is because this whole rule of Kedei Rishaso, that you only get one punishment, is only a rule for Bezdin. Bezdin can only give you one punishment. Who's giving you Kares? God is giving you Kares. So Bezdin's still free to give you? Bezdin's still free to give you? What? Malkus. That's the rule when it comes to Bezdin. But if Bezdin is already giving you Misa. Bezdin is already giving you Misa's Bezdin. What can they not do? They can't give you Malkus. It's all a rule in Bezdin. That is explanation number one for why Rabbi Akiva holds that you're going to get Malkus when you're Chayiv Karis, but you're not going to get Malkus when you're Chayiv Misa's Bezdin. Bezdin can only give you one punishment. If God's giving you a punishment, Bezdin can still give you a punishment. If Bezdin's already giving you a punishment, they cannot give you a second punishment. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, it's a different explanation. Asru Beilu Ketola Kuliyam Lo Pligi De'en Loka Umeis. If they warn you, if the guys that are warn you, you better not do that or else you will get killed, everyone would agree you don't get Malkus. Ki Pligi De Asru Beilu Malkus. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva is when they warn you, you better not be Mechal Shabbos because then you're going to get Malkus. So they gave the wrong warning. Instead of warning you that you can get Skila, they warned you that you're going to get Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin Lokin Alev. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can get Malkus even if it's a Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin. What does Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin mean? That was one of the concepts. A Lav that you could have gotten a warning that you're going to be Chayv Misa for. So Rabbi Shmuel holds you get Malkus for that. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin, Ein Lokin Alev. That you don't get Malkus for a Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin. Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Ihachi Chayav Krisus Nami, Lav Shenitin Lazarus Karesu. Then you shouldn't get Malkus for Chayav Krisus either, because if they warned you that you're going to get Malkus, but really you're supposed to get Kares, you shouldn't be able to get Malkus either. It should be the same thing as a Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezer. Amale Rav Mordechai the Ravashi, Rav Mordechai says to Ravashi, Hachar Amar Avimi Mehagronia Mishmei the Rava. This is how it was explained by Rav Avimi Mehagronia in the name of Rava. You don't need to be warned at all when you're chayav kares. How do I know you don't need to be warned at all when you're chayav kares? You're chayav kares if you don't bring korban pesach. You're chayav kares if you don't get a bris milah. There's no action in doing those things. By not bringing korban pesach, you just don't do it. By not getting a bris milah, you just don't do it. There's no warning. Who's going to warn you? You're not doing anything. So we see sharei pesach u'mila anash afal pi shelo hizir. By Karban Pesach and by Bris Milah, you get a punishment even though no one ever warned you. So we see that for Chayav Krisus, the warning doesn't really matter. Says the Gemara, V'dilma Azhara L'Karban. Maybe generally you do need warning for Kares. But you don't need warning. Maybe generally you do need warning for Kares. But the only reason you need the warning is because of the Karban that you're going to be Chayav if you do the Avera. Da Pesach U'Milah, De Lesbu Azhara, Lo Maisi Karban. Karban Pesach and Bris Milah, you don't bring a Karban for failure to do. So answers the Gemara, no. Hasam Lav Hainu Taima Elimishum De Iskish Kala Tarukula La Avodas Kolchavim. Over there, we link the whole Torah with Avodah Zarah in the following way. Ma Avodas Kolchavim Shevi Al Taseh Av Kol Shevi Al Taseh La Fukehani Dukum Va'aseh. That just like Avodah Zarah is something that they're telling you not to do, so too, all Chayav Krisus that you're going to get Malkus for are things that you're being told not to do. But things that you're being told to do, you're not going to get Karis for. Main point number two, and with this we'll end. Two explanations of Rabbi Akiva. A, he holds Beis Din can't give two punishments. He holds Beis Din can't give two punishments. Why can you get Karis and Malkus then?
One is Shemayim and one is...
Because what? Good, one is Hashem is doing, one's Beis Din is doing. And B, Rabbi Akiva holds there's no Malkus on the Lav Shenita on Lazarus Misas Beis Din. What does that mean? Does it mean no Malkus on the Lav Shenita on Lazarus Misas Beis Din?
They give the wrong punishment, the wrong control.
Good. You can't get Malchus on an Avera for which you should have been warned that you'll get killed for. You can't get Malchus on an Avera for which you should have been warned that you'll get killed for. Those are the two explanations of why Rabbi Akiva thinks you don't get Malchus on Chayavi Misus Bezin, but you do get Malchus on Chayavi Kisus. There is a